First parak of Bava Metzia, 8th Mishnah. Mata igres shum igres mazen. Shtar chalitza meunim. If you found documents of shum, shum means bezin, right? To the a person loaned money and the person who borrowed the money did not pay back. So they assess the property of the one who borrowed the money to pay off to the malvin, who lent the money. Igris mazon is the husband accepts upon himself that he's going to feed the daughters of his wife. So they also assess how much money they deserve, and they give her a document that she could collect it. Or another situation is when the husband goes away and he has to give the mezonis for his wife, there's also a document for her to be able to collect the mezonis that she deserves. Shtor chalitza meyunim. A shtar of a chalitza, and a meyun is a girl who's less than bas mitzvah, that she decided she had a kedushin derabbanan because her father died and her mother, her brother, married her off. Chacham made a takona that she can just say she wants to go back home to her family, and that finishes off the marriage. So you write a shtar that that's what happened. Shtar berurim is if two people want to make a din Torah, each one chooses one dain, and the dain chooses a third dain. Those two dainim choose a third dain, and they have a document that this is an agreement that was made, and then it's binding. V'chol ma'isa bezdin harezi yachzer. Every ma'isa bezdin, you have to give back. What do you mean you have to give back? If you find it, then you give back. Who do you give back? To the one whose name was written. Because here we have no chashash. Why? Because these are documents written by Bezin, so Bezin wouldn't lose the document. The assumption is it was lost by the person who received it from the Bezin. Motzav hafisa b'dluskima. He found in a certain different types of containers tachos shel shtaris, a gudish of shtaris, or he found shtaris that were tied up one with another in different fashions. Erez yachzer. He should return it to the one who gives a simon. In other words, this is a situation which, aside from the shtar itself, we have a simon where it was put. It was put in a certain type of pouch, a certain wallet, a bag, some type of other kli, or it was tied up in a certain fashion. So if one of the two could say that I know what it was put into, that's a simon that it was lost from him, and therefore it's the malva gets it, the lug will get it. Good shtaris, what's the minimum amount of shtaris tied together is considered good shtaris? Three of them tied with one another. One person that borrows from three people should give it back to the loiva. Why? Because if we see three stacks together and they're all from one loiva and three different malvas, and we assume that they fell from the loiva. Shloshu loiva miyechot, yasal mal, you find three shtaris together. If they didn't have a simen on them, but the fact that they were all together in one place, and they're all three people borrowing from one person, then we assume that the common denominator here is the malva. It was lost from the malva. A person found a shtar amongst the shtars, he doesn't know what the status of the shtar is. Since we have a suffix, so you cannot. The suffix is, a person died, for example, and he has a shtar. We don't know if the money was given to him by the loiva or by the. Sorry, the shtar was given by the loiva, the malta. It was given to him by the loiva to watch. Then the money was paid back. It was given by the mouth. The money was not paid back. So we can't collect with such a shtar. He was like a third party that was holding the document for one of the two parties that made the loiva. So therefore, it's just myself. You leave it. The simponis is a shoiver. It's something that shows it's a document of receipt of payment. So it says if it's a document of receipt of payment, then you should do what it says. Now here's a little strange. Before we said that we're not sure who deposited it by him, so why shouldn't we say the same thing by the receipt? Maybe the Malva gave the receipt because it was paid back, or maybe the Loiva prepared a receipt. You know, this receipt was prepared to be paid back, but the Maisa took to be given over, but it wasn't given over yet. So the Gemara says we're talking, this is a different din. It's talking about the person found amongst his shtaris that there is a shayv on one of the shtaris that he has, and he doesn't remember what happened. So now, on the one hand, there's a document which says the money's owed to him. On the other hand, he has a document of receipt which says it was paid back. So it says, in such a case, that you cannot collect the document. Since he has, together with the document says it was paid back, we assume that we have to be kosher that it was paid back. The Gemara says, though, that this din, that you go by the shoiver and assume that the document is paid back, if the shtar was found together with other shtars that were ripped up already, which is more of an indication that the shtar was paid back. But if the shtar is fully intact, the mere fact that it has a shoiver is not a proof that it was paid back, because it could be that he was preparing to give a shoiver in case he will be paid back, and it was not yet paid back. But if we had that extra indication that this IOU note was found together with a bunch of ripped up ones, that indicates more that it was paid back, and therefore we do go by the shoiver.